Hi everybody, this is Dr. Joyce Starr with Rights Radio, where your rights have an independent URL, brought to you by rightsradio.com, starpublishing.com, and starpublications.com. That's Starr with two R's. Our topic today, autism and Alzheimer's. America has proven that we're the best. We'll hunt down and eliminate enemies, even if it takes a decade. $1.2 trillion in the loss of our national treasure, meaning our American soldiers. Isn't it time that we dedicate accelerated resources to the war against mind-erasing enemies within autism and Alzheimer's? The CDC estimates that one out of every 100 American children will be diagnosed with autism. Males are four times more likely to have autism than females. Autism was first discovered in American children in 1943, 12 years after ethyl mercury was added to the vaccine used for children. It was discovered in Europe in the 1950s after the same ethyl mercury, known as thimerosal, was added to European vaccines. One out of every eight adults over the age of 65 will suffer loss of memory and ability to function from dementia and Alzheimer's, as compared to, well, the numbers were too low a century ago to count, or as some argue, we died too young. The number of people with Alzheimer's is reportedly doubling every 5 years. Nearly half of people aged 85 and older have the disease, yet we still don't have a real hope of finding cures. It's certain that our food, environment, and lifestyle are making us sick. Not only Americans. South Korea recently discovered that it has an autism epidemic in its grade schools, more than twice the rate usually reported in the developed world. And they didn't know that until they completed a comprehensive study of 7 to 12-year-old children in a single middle-class city. Well, we certainly don't eat the same food or breathe the same air, or do we? Fast food, genetically modified food, and bad food is pandemic. Cigarette smoke is pandemic. Air pollution knows no boundaries. The content of best-selling vaccines remains the same. Drug companies can't think of enough ways to put us out of our misery. Well, what makes it even more tragic is that the man in charge of vaccinations for autism was arrested for money laundering and is allegedly a flat-out liar. Mothers and dads have been shouting for years that the source of the disease was connected to vaccinations. They were largely ignored, or worse. SafeMinds.org first voiced concerns in 2003 regarding a series of studies out of Denmark and under the jurisdiction of this man that provided the basis for the Institute of Medicine's claim that there was no association between thimerosal and autism. That claim has been responsible for the continued unsafe use of mercury in influenza vaccines in the United States and infant vaccines around the world. It's time that we get our house in order, that we ensure that young and old who live in our house can remember who we once were. And this is Dr. Joyce Starr with Rights Radio. Bye-bye.